So let's get back to our star, Wendy Berry. Let's see, where were we? Oh, of course, Karen was trying to make up her mind if she was going bats when suddenly the door opened and in walked Laura Mason.
I'm Detective Lou Lark, homicide. Better sit down, Miss Mason.
Thank you. Karen, will you please fix me a drink?
Yes, but you've got to tell him what happened this evening. He doesn't believe me.
Fix her the drink, Karen. I'll do the talking.
All right.
I suppose you've been wondering about me, Mr. Lark?
Yeah. Did you know about his will?
I did. I suppose you've gathered quite a bit of evidence against me.
We've got enough. Did you kill him?
Do you have my drink, Karen?
Yes, here.
Thank you. No, I didn't kill him, Mr. Locke.
We'll let the jury decide then.
Would you care to know who did murder him?
I have a certain curiosity.
She did.
Karen?
Yes.
You don't know what you're saying.
Why don't you tell him, Karen? Why don't you confess?
But I have nothing to confess. I didn't kill my father. Lou, you don't believe her, do you? You know she's lying.
I listen to everybody. That's my business.
Are you going to confess, Karen?
What are you trying to do to me? You know I didn't kill him. You know because you killed him yourself.
Miss Mason, I understand you saw the body of Dennis Marlowe in the vision.
Yes.
The vision came after the murder, after you were known to come to this apartment earlier this evening.
She killed him. That's why she could see these things in her vision.
What have you got to say to that, Miss Mason?
I see I'll have to convince you too, Mr. Locke. You don't believe in these powers of mine?
No.
You will. Let me hold your hand.
She held his hand, just as she held mine. That same strange shudder went through her body. Her eyes again became the round black wells of infinite space.
In a moment, you'll be looking at the body of a woman, Mr. Locke. She's lying on the floor of this apartment. She's dead.
Yeah. Who is she?
I can't see her face yet. Wait. I'm beginning to see it now.
What's the matter?
This drink has been poisoned.
What are you talking about?
Karen poisoned my drink. The body lying on the floor is me. She's murdered. No, it's a lie. It's some trick.
You won't win, Karen. My body will disappear. It's not like yours. Not like any of you. You won't be able to arrest me.
What happened to her? What's the matter?
Just a minute. She's dead.
Dead?
Murdered. She's been poisoned.
Poisoned?
That's right. Look at her eyes.
But I didn't do it. You saw me pour the drink.
I wasn't watching you.
But you can't believe
that. I didn't
say
you killed her.
But that's what you're thinking.
What I'm thinking now isn't worth a button. Give me that shawl on the piano.
Here.
I want to cover her.
You don't really believe
it. Listen, you stay here. I'm going into the next room to phone headquarters. I'll be back in a minute.
I looked at the shawl covering the twisted heap on the floor. What kind of a woman was she? Why had she lied? As though hypnotized, I walked over to her, picked up the shawl. She was beautiful, even more beautiful in death than in life. Then out of space, just as I'd felt it before, I felt her eyes on me. They were closed, yet I knew she was watching me, staring at me, looking at every move I made. Suddenly, I heard myself screaming at her, "You can't see me! You're dead! You're dead! You can't see me!" I couldn't bear it another moment. I ran out of the room, terrified and hysterical. She's watching me, Lou! I feel her!
Karen!
She's watching me!
Karen, get a grip on yourself.
Oh, I tell you, I feel her.
Karen!
You must believe me. Please, believe me.
Now, look, you'll be okay. I finished my call. I want you to come back inside.
No, I can't.
You've got to. Look, if you'll only realize that there's nothing to be afraid of, you'll be all right. Come on.
I'll go. I'll go if you tell me you don't believe what she said.
I don't believe it for a minute. She put that poison in the drink herself. She knew the game was up, but she just wanted to make trouble for you. The whole thing was an act. Here's the...
Lou, look. The shawl's on the floor, but Laura Mason... Laura Mason has disappeared. I was alone, Lou had gone back to headquarters. When he left, I could see she had him under a spell. He, too, was puzzled and confused. Just as before, the door buzzer rang. No one was there. The telephone rang. I picked it up. Hello? No one. I was being beaten. I knew it. You can fight evil when it's human. But what can you do when it's not human? She wanted me to die on the gallows. Somehow I knew I would. She was too powerful for me. How could I stop her? How?
Good evening, Karen.
I looked up, saw her. Another hallucination.
I said good evening, Karen.
What do you want?
I want you to confess to the murder of your father.
That's what you wanted all along, isn't it? That's how you want me to go to the gallows, isn't it?
Yes. Call the police, Karen. Tell them how you murdered him.
No.
Why suffer any longer? You know you'll do it in the end.
No.
I have patience. I'll wait. Just let me take something out of my purse.
A knife?
Yes, Karen. Dennis died by being stabbed in the throat. Perhaps you'd like to know how that feels.
You wouldn't dare.
I'd dare anything, Karen.
Don't you come near me.
You know you've got to die, Karen.
Go away! Go away!
No, Karen.
I have a weapon, too. In this drawer.
Oh, a gun. You think that'll have any effect on me? You tried to poison me once. It didn't work.
I'm warning you. Go away. Get out of
here.
Don't
be a fool.
Come on. I'll shoot.
Put that gun down.
No. I'm going to kill you.
You see, Karen? It had no effect. No effect.
Blood. You're bleeding. You are human. You won't disappear again. Not this time. And I won't see you again. Ever. Ever.
Karen.
I killed her. She wanted to murder me. Look, she still has a knife in her hand. I killed her. She confessed that she murdered my father. She wanted to murder me, too, so she could have all the money.
Is that right?
Yes.
Had a chance to do some checking up, Karen. We trailed that woman we found in the apartment you took me to.
Oh, then I wasn't wrong about the apartment.
No. We questioned the old lady, and she confessed. The apartment was a trick one she used to hold seances in. It could be changed, like a stage set. They rigged up wires in this apartment so they could make the buzzer and the phone ring and make you think you were going out of your mind.
They wanted me to confess to murdering my father.
That's right.
It's all over now, Lou.
No, it isn't. She wanted you to confess because she knew we'd stacked up a lot of evidence against her. But I asked why she should pick on you. Yes, it was obvious. Because you killed him.
What?
You heard me. You killed him. You waited till she saw your father and left. Then you murdered him, slipped out of the house by the servants' entrance. She came back and saw what you had done.
You don't believe that. You can't.
It's true.
But why should I do it?
Well, the money you'd inherit is a good enough motive. Then there may have been a
point. Oh, nonsense. I've always had all the money I needed.
But would you get it after your father married Laura Mason? You know, that piece of sculpture interests me. Why should he say you wanted to get this?
Don't you touch it.
Why not?
You'll break it.
No, I won't.
You broke it. You deliberately broke it. Oh, he's dead now, and that's all I have to remind me of what he looked like. I could kill you for this. I could kill you.
Like you killed him because he wanted to marry Laura Mason?
Yes, yes.
That's enough, Karen. That's all I wanted to hear.
Oh, Lou, listen to me. I must have been out of my mind when I did it. Father was all I had. I couldn't lose him. But now that he's dead, I don't feel that way anymore.
Is that right, baby?
It happened when you kissed me.
Did it?
You can forget what I told you. Everyone will believe she killed him. I have money, lots of money. I can make you very happy.
Oh, it's gonna break my heart, baby, but you're gonna die. You've told me enough to send you to the gallows. Come on, Karen.
I pleaded temporary insanity. It failed. This is the last night. That noise. The gallows. They're testing it. Laura Mason was a strange woman. All I can think of now is what she told me. It seems so long ago.
There was a figure hanging from the gallows. It was you.
A word of advice, naturally. If you wake up in the morning and feel like stretching, then go hang yourself, bud. Good night. Pleasant dreams. You unfortunate.
And don't forget to tune in next Tuesday night for another Inner Sanctum Mystery.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.